Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Behind the Sport, the podcast that brings real stories of the game to life. This is where the game meets the story. We go beyond the highlights, bringing you exclusive interviews, behind the scenes moments, and the conversations that matter. So kick back, relax, and get ready to dive into the world of sports like never before. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. March Madness is really mad. I think whoever came up with that name deserves, you know, a prize. That the month of March is truly mad when it comes to college men's and women's basketball. The Final Four for the men's is happening in San Antonio this weekend at the Alamo Dome. And I have to start with Duke versus Houston. I mean, Duke has been dominant, and mainly because of their top NBA prospect, Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg, I think, has performed great. And I think once he makes it to the league, we're going to see a resurgence and just how dominant he can be. But one thing I think is interesting to note about his career so far is his recruitment. Recruitment at Duke was facilitated by One Visions Futures Fund, which is a discreet collective of high net worth donors dedicated to supporting Duke's athletic program. Kind of going behind the scenes, this program, this fund, this collective virtually has no online footprint. People are asking who exactly is paying for a roster that costs millions of dollars to put together. It remains this huge mystery. And people in the operation say like that's on purpose. The group's silence is intentional. And I know in this day and age, NIL, when it comes to recruitment and donors, that's typical, right? We see a bunch of donors putting money up to really fund these operations. But, you know, this is very interesting, especially it involves Cooper Flagg. But let's shift gears to Houston. A little bit. I mean, Houston has built a reputation for its formidable defense and their physical play. I think they can present a challenge to Duke when it comes to Cooper Flagg. But look, Alabama held Cooper to 16 points and still lost by 20. So I think Houston has to play exceptional defense. They also have to play exceptional offense. Last two games, Houston only had two players in double digits. Duke had four players. So need to shut down Cooper Flagg, play good defense, and put up some good points. All right, coming up next, we will have a friend of mine, Nuriel Ogis, who will be joining us on Behind the Sports. She is a sports reporter. She goes to Syracuse, works for the ACC, and she is going to be highlighting her MVP. So I'm very excited to have her on. Stay tuned with us on Behind the Sports.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. We have a very special guest on today, a friend of mine. She goes by Nuri. She goes to Syracuse, works as a sports reporter, works for the ACC. Very excited to talk to her, and she might highlight one of her MVPs this week. So, Nuri, welcome on to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. So happy to be on today.
Yes, very happy to have you. Let's start a little bit background about you. Tell us a snapshot shot of what you do, where you're from, and why you love sports.
Yeah, so I am Haitian American. I am born and raised from Miami. Shout out to the 305. I've always kind of just been around sports, and growing up, it kind of was the era of the Big Three and the Miami Heat. We were winning championships. So I would always, like, bug my mom and be like, oh, mommy, did you know what D-Wade did today? He had this many points. And, you know, just bugging her and just telling her all about my excitement for sports. And one day she was just like, oh, my goodness, girl, you talk too much. You just need to go ahead and become a journalist. So then from there, I just started looking into it. And then I went to a high school that had a program for broadcasting. And I kind of just took it from there. Now attending Syracuse University in my last year. And yeah, I've just been building my experience and trying to become the best that I can.
I love that. And building your experience is something that you were definitely doing. I know you most recently covered opening day for the DC Defenders, which is a UFL team. Really excited for the UFL season, excited to highlight some players, maybe future on the show. But I also just love highlighting women in sports. And I know Nuri is a woman that is crushing the sports scene right now. And hear me out right now. I'm going to put everyone on notice that they need to follow you and they need to make sure they're all into what you're doing, because I think you're making some incredible ground, especially for women in the sports scene. But let's shift gears a little bit. I know we're going to highlight a real MVP, introducing our real MVP segment again. So Nuri, tell me, who is your real MVP for this week?
For this week, and really for this entire month, has been the Big Three. So I'm talking about L. Duncan, Chinne, and Andrea Carter. And I know it's three of them, but they form as of the group, the Big Three. And I feel like they have just been so amazing. It has been absolutely so great to just see them perform and to watch their shows and see that they can be their true, authentic selves. And it's so funny because about like 2 weeks ago, I was doing a segment about March Madness with two of my other girlfriends. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this feels like we're the big three. Like, it's just so amazing to have that representation in the industry now.
Oh, for sure. And I think three is a lucky number. I think some may say it's a magic number. So that's very interesting, you know, that you have that kind of, you know, thing going for not only yourself, but, you know, as we see highlighting MVPs. I would have to say my MVP this week, I am very excited about because, you know, talking about obviously March Madness is going on. We talked a little bit about Duke and Houston earlier. But I'm going to shift gears and go into the track and field world for a second. A man by the name of Bayanda Walaza, he is one of only seven junior sprinters in history to break the 10 seconds in the 100 meter with legal wind. Now, what's interesting about him, he's super fast. That's, you know, undeniable. But he has sort of like an unconventional running technique. It's almost off balance and like it makes his sprinting look a little weird, but it makes him run faster. He honestly looks like a horse galloping as he's essentially galloping down the track in the 100 meter dash. But he just recorded a personal best of 9.99 at the 2025 AGN Championship in South Africa. He currently holds the fastest sprint time in 2025. And to put it in a little perspective, Noah Lyles ran a 9.784 for the 100 meter in the Paris Olympics, securing gold. And he's 27. Walaza's under 20 currently. And so I'm very excited to see his journey. And I think highlighting these people, international athletes, like we always want to talk about basketball and football here in America, but these athletes overseas are really, really breaking history and making waves in their respective sports. What do you think about track and field? Do you follow that sport at all, Nuri? And if you do, who are some of your favorite track and field athletes?
I actually don't follow track and field athletes too much, but I will definitely say that it's such a joy watching them. Like, I hate to say that I do only pay attention when it is the Olympics. I wish I had a little bit more time to look more into that, but they are just see them and the way that they're able to run, and you're talking about this man that looks like a horse. I mean, that is amazing. I actually have to go and search him up. So I don't follow track and field, but it's definitely something on my radar.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's interesting that putting these athletes on our radar, that is kind of why, you know, I wanted to create this show, is really shedding a light on the people that we don't typically talk about, right? And even to your point, your MVPs, you know, the traditional person in the sports world maybe not will not recognize those people, might not recognize, you know, my MVP. And so that's what this is all about. For Walaza, I think it's just admirable that, you know, like I said, he's under 20. He broke this before turning 20. No junior athlete has ever broke under a 10 second up until 2013. And currently he's tied for fifth on the best junior sprint time. So I think it's just really interesting to see that. But I have to ask, I know you mentioned March Madness earlier. What team are you looking out for in the end of March Madness, ending the championship, men's or women's? What teams are you watching right now?
Definitely paying attention to the women's teams. And I will for sure say wholeheartedly, I think South Carolina is going to go all the way. I mean, you should never bet against Dawn Staley. But I will say that Sarah Strong has really been a standout for me on UConn's team. I mean, she is a freshman. She was the number one ranked high school recruit in the class of 2014, but in 2024, excuse me. But she has just exceeded all expectations and added so much depth. She is stuffing that stat sheet right now. I mean, we are talking 16 points per game, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals per game, a 58 field goal percentage. And she's just a freshman, and she's already doing so well. So I'm definitely looking out for her. But South Carolina all the way.
I might have to agree with you there. I love South Carolina, but more importantly, I love Dawn Staley. I think her career in itself, I mean, she's an MVP, right? But I think that program would definitely not run if she was not there. And she's definitely making waves in South Carolina and in March Madness. One thing that's, you know, a little bit upsetting to me is, you know, USC lost. I know you mentioned to UConn. Obviously, I loved USC. I loved Juju Watkins. However, UConn, I think, is a really good competitor when it comes to this Final Four. I think they're going to be facing off against UCLA. I know you mentioned your players, but a player I'm looking at is, you know, obviously Paige Beckers. I mean, she has been a standout. I can't wait to see her go professional and go pro. What are your thoughts on Paige?
I think she's an outstanding player. I mean, she can really add depth in the front and in the backcourt. We've seen that UConn is just a super versatile team, and they're just able to bring their A game.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with that. A game is for sure, you know, what they're always bringing to the table. But I love that. I will leave you with one last question. I think you might have answered it already, but who is your favorite to win the women's championship?
Yes, definitely South Carolina going with the Gamecocks. You can literally never bet against Dawn Staley. Like, I will never go against her. She right now has just been such an amazing force in leading the Gamecocks. So I'm going to go Gamecocks all the way.
I love that. To tell all the viewers, how can they follow you really quickly? We have a little bit of time left. Tell the viewers how they can follow you.
Yes, so you can follow me on my Instagram page. It's just at my name, Nurielle Auguste, NurielleAuguste.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nuri, for joining us on Behind the Sports. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Coming up next, we have Stephen Parker on Behind the Sports, presented by Innovative Wellness.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back to Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I am very excited to welcome our next guest, named by Stephen Parker. He's a former OU athlete. He was a DB in the NFL. He does a little bit of real estate and medical device sales, but I don't want to give too much away, and I want you to hear it from the source. So welcome on, Stephen Parker. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So I know I gave you a little bit of an intro, but I want you to give us kind of your background. Tell people who you are, where you came from, and give me a little bit about your college career and then your career in the NFL.
Yes, ma'am. So Stephen Parker, born and raised in Oklahoma, born up in the city, raised in Tulsa. Ended up coming from a military background, so it was nothing but discipline and accountability at all times. You know, tell the truth, never tell a lie. Ended up going to the University of Oklahoma after attending Jinx High School and graduated with a Bachelor of Communications. And after that, ended up going to the league for about 5 years. Last team ended up being the Seattle Seahawks, and now I'm in medical device sales and real estate. So it's been fantastic. It's definitely been a roller coaster of a life so far, but I am just looking forward to the next chapter and just making the best opportunities, you know, that are coming my way.
I love that. Thank you for sharing your story and for being on the show today. I want to start at your career at OU. I know you played there. Tell me a little bit about your experience at OU.
Yeah, so I was recruited by Bob Stoops. That was his last 3 years there at the university. Ended up playing with some dogs. You know, my teammates are the class that I came in with. It was Mark Andrews, Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, and then we also had Orlando Brown as well. So play with some high-caliber guys and some really good teammates, good men. And I think, you know, that was some of the best times of my life, you know, just being able to go through that college experience, but also being able to win at that level and being able to get to the playoffs, you know, two out of my 4 years. So definitely was a dream come true. That was my dream school. I had the opportunity to attend, and, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I love that. You mentioned quite a big list of athletes there, and I'm going to have to put you on the spot. Who is your favorite athlete that you played with that, you know, has been making big splashes in the league right now?
I would probably say I was closest to Mark. That was my brother from another mother right there. I had to guard him every day at practice, so we smack talked a little bit. But he was also, you know, my brother on and off the field. You know, I always loved our conversations. Thought he was a standout guy, standout athlete, and that's somebody who I always just love to kick it with whenever I get the chance. I haven't seen him in quite a while, but I would say that was probably my favorite guy to play with.
That's really interesting. Obviously, you know, he's a dog, and I think he's making incredible strides in the league right now. Going back to Oklahoma a little bit, I know OU, I guess not as recently now, but a little recently, made their move to the SEC and left the Big 12. Do you think leaving the Big 12 was a mistake for Oklahoma, or do you think it was a positive thing for not only the football program but for the school?
I think it's a positive. You know, I know everybody's going to have a different view on it. I think that we dominate, and I know we dominated the Big 12 whenever it came to football, and also just some of the other sports that are big over there, like softball. And we also have a good basketball team or program. So I think that it was a good jump for us to go to the SEC. I do think that it is the best conference, in my opinion. You definitely have a lot more talent. you know, with every school being good and every single week that you have to bring your best self. So honestly, you know, ecstatic about it and praying that my Sooners can get back on top here pretty soon.
And back on top actually brings me to my next question. Obviously, we saw a new environment of college football playoff season with the new 12-team college football playoff. Obviously, I am a big fan of the Mustangs going to SMU right here in Dallas. So I was really, really proud to see them at least make it that far in this kind of historic first ever situation. But what do you think about the Sooners next season and how they are going to shape up? Will they make it to the playoffs? Are the playoffs going to be different? What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, I think that we're going to be a better team than we were the previous years. I think last year we made some splashes. You know, we took some steps forward. But, of course, you know, we didn't have the season that we desire at Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma is built on tradition and excellence. So whenever we think about Oklahoma football, we think of at least a 10 to 11 game, you know, winning season. Not, you know, five games, not six games, you know, that's not the standard. So I hope that we end up getting back to who we are. But this NIL, you know, situation, it's changed the landscape of football, and it's going to be here to stay. So a lot of it's going to be due to, you know, how much money can you pay a player and can you keep those players, I think, is the most important key.
Yes, for sure. Talked a little bit about that in the beginning of the show today, just about the whole paying players and the funds that are behind some of these players when it comes to recruitment. So it's definitely a really interesting world that I hope to dive into more. But, you know, let's shift gears from college and let's get into your professional life. Walk me through your draft from, you know, your last day at OU, going into pro day, getting into the NFL. Tell me about that path for you. What did that look like?
For sure. So, I mean, just coming out of college, you know, I looked at myself as being a person that was hopefully going to be drafted, you know, just with everything that I was able to accomplish there at OU. So as soon as I got done with my last game, I would say probably 2 or 3 weeks later, I'm already in the program at Dallas, and it actually was Michael Johnson's, and Michael Johnson's not there anymore as far as that performance center. But I trained over there, me and one of my best friends at Oklahoma, who happened to be Ogunagwu. I don't know why I can't say his name right now. There we go. But me and him both ended up going up there. We trained hard. It was good to have a familiar face. Well, I think we were there for about 2 to 3 months until it was time for pro day or combine and pro day. Ended up having a decent pro day. And then, you know, once you get into that process of who, you know, who's going to end up picking me or, you know, where is this process going to go? I actually ended up waiting all 3 days, didn't get drafted, which was a surprise, but it was honestly the best thing that ever could have happened to me. Instead of taking it as a loss, I took it as a growing pain, you know, and learned a lot about myself. And, you know, I bet on myself at that point. So ended up signing an undrafted free agent deal with the Los Angeles Rams, had a $5,000 signing bonus. So it wasn't really much at all, especially whenever you talk about L.A., you know, being so expensive. So I had a shot over there, ended up going through OTAs, training camp. OTAs wasn't the greatest. I got hurt with it for 2 or 3 days. So I'm thinking, like, man, it's probably going to be a done deal, and I hate that. You know, this is cut very short. And by the grace of God, the Rams ended up keeping me and ended up having some opportunities to show out in training camp and in some of the preseason games. And ended up making the team literally the last game of the season. And that was the jump start to my NFL career. So I was practice squad all my first year, got protected every week. So therefore, nobody could really pry and get me off of the practice squad. So like to say I did some decent things in practice for them to take that chance and to keep me each and every week. I had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, which we had a great team that year. Lost to the GOAT, Tom Brady, which, you know, sucks to say, but if there's anybody to lose to, it probably would be that guy. And after that, went to the Miami Dolphins for a year, got my first cup of coffee, and ended up having a couple starts, couple interceptions. And following that, it was the Dallas Cowboys for another year, and then the New York Giants for a year. And that last year, I kind of moved around a little bit. And that's kind of whenever I started figuring out that I might need to start getting ready for the next chapter in life.
Yeah, you mentioned your interceptions. I watched the highlight reels, and I want to highlight this because I think some of those plays you made were really big plays, and I think it's something that, you know, is awesome to mention. What was that feeling like? What were you thinking as you kind of intercepted that ball? Walk me through that whole moment for you.
That's a great question. Well, on both of those interceptions that I had the opportunity to go out there and show out and play, you know, I look at it as, you know, you bet against me. Maybe this is me talking to myself about this, but I always felt like I was my worst critic, but I was also my biggest successor. So when I stepped out there on the field, I said I was the best player out there on that field. I was the best safety out there on that field. I deserve to be out here on this field. Man, there's nobody that's going to get open on me. There's nobody that's going to catch a ball on me. I took it personal. So once I finally got the opportunity to, you know, to make those plays, you know, it was one of those situations where you're so excited and you know that you did something for your team. It wasn't just a personal goal. It was one of those, you know, this is making our team better. This is going to give us a chance to win this game for this particular game. So once I got those, you know, that was kind of my entryway into knowing I belong here, and I've worked my tail off to get here. And all the sacrifices that I made early on in my life, through my college career, all the way till now, they mattered. You know, I was a guy, I didn't go on spring breaks. I didn't go out there and do a whole lot. Now in college, that was a different story, but, you know, you only live college once.
Right. I love that. Hold that thought right there, Stephen. We're going to cut to break real quick. More with Stephen Parker coming up next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Behind the Sports, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back to Behind the Sport, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. We're sitting down with Stephen Parker, who just gave us a little taste of his path from OU all the way into the NFL. I know, Stephen, you played for multiple teams in the league. What's one thing, you know, fans don't realize about playing for multiple teams in this league?
I would say just adapting, being somebody who is not afraid of change, being somebody who is not fearful of what's to come. That's a very cutthroat league, and you have to do everything in order to make sure that you stay relevant in the league. So I would say that would be the biggest key or some of the things that people probably do not know.
That's really interesting, and I honestly have to put you on the spot, too, asking what football organization that you played for was your favorite, and which one might you, like, not have liked as much?
Ooh, yeah, you definitely put me on the spot right there. I mean, we are in Dallas, so I feel like I have to say the Dallas Cowboys.
You don't have to say anything. You know, I'm unbiased.
I would probably say the Miami Dolphins was probably one of my favorite organizations to be on. Although it was very strict, I thought it was one of those organizations to where I had a lot of great teammates, and I still am in contact with some of those teammates till this day. And then you said the worst. It probably had to be one of the last teams that I was on just because I was – I'm not going to say the Seattle Seahawks. I'd probably say Arizona. And that was just because I was only there for 2 weeks. No bad blood or no, you know, negative energy towards that team.
Okay. That's really interesting. Miami, when you were at Miami, what was that experience like? Who on that team were you close to? And tell me more about the organization, why you liked it so much.
I liked it a lot just because I feel like that was my first cup of coffee. Like, that was the team that took a chance on me after I felt like I was going to make the Rams football squad that year. Ended up getting cut. And my last meeting was pretty much like, man, we would love to keep you here, but we know you're not going to be here type of thing. So the Dolphins were the first, you know, team to take a chance on me. They claimed me off of waivers. And that first game I was playing, so literally – the day I walked in the door was like pretty much like, hey, man, like, we got to get you ready to play. And so I felt like it was just one of those teams that I felt like they bet on me. And that felt really good to know that there was a team that actually cared for me more than just a football player. So that would be my reasoning for that.
Nice. And I know when you're in the league, everything moves pretty fast when it comes to, you know, going to other teams or just preparing for games. But let's talk a little bit about life after ball. Do you think the NFL does enough to prepare players for life after football? Obviously, not everyone retires being, you know, an NFL player. Do you think this league and the organization prepares athletes for life after ball?
I do. I feel like, you know, the NFL translates into a lot of business skills, you know, being disciplined, being accountable, hard work ethic, teamwork. So all those skills you have the opportunity to really build while you're getting up into the league and then while you're in the league. But I would also say that the NFL has a lot of resources that we can utilize, and they do give us a leg up whenever it comes to getting out of the sport. And finally, just becoming, I guess if you want to say, quote-unquote, normal, because the NFL is just not a normal job. So I feel like it prepares you for a lot of different outcomes that can come into life, you know, as you were trying to step foot into the real world.
I want to get into more of those skills and maybe ask you kind of what skills really helped propel you into a career after football. But first I want to ask, was there ever a moment in your football career when you thought, you know, this might be it? Was there a turning point of when you were ready to do something else? You're ready to get out of the league. What was that moment for you, and walk us through kind of what that felt like?
Honestly, I felt like it was hard for me to let it go because I feel like I had a lot more in the tank. And, you know, with the NFL being such a cutthroat business, you know, sometimes you get the opportunity to retire under your own circumstances, and other times you don't. And I felt like it was very tough. I was actually getting done with that fifth year. And then into that sixth year, I was training, just getting ready. I hadn't got a call yet, so I started feeling as if, man, this really might be it, you know. And that really was disheartening, because I'm like, I really want to play ball. So at that point, I got into real estate slowly, you know, started to try to get a you know, just a blueprint of what that would be like. While I was still training and getting ready for the NFL. And then as the season started, that's whenever I had more conversations with my agent, and he had told me about the UFL and I think the XFL, or it was the XFL and then that other league that ended up disbanding. But I just told him, I said, it's NFL or bust for me. You know, I worked my tail off and my life off in order to get to the NFL. So after the NFL, if it's not that, I'd rather go ahead and just start my transition, rather than waiting until I'm 30 to 35. And I think the people that end up playing, more power to them. You know, I love the game. I think that was one of the hardest things for me to let go. But once I learned to finally accept it, I could get into the real world, which ended up being with medical device sales in Johnson & Johnson, and then also doing real estate with RE/MAX. So it's been fun so far, but each and every time I look at my football helmet or I look at a football game that's on, it makes me want to go and put my stuff back on and go run through a wall again. So I definitely miss it.
Now, I know you mentioned the UFL. Did you never consider even, you know, switching and going to that just to play ball? Or were you ready, gung-ho, and set on just, you know, making a business career and kind of finishing it out that way versus keep playing football?
It definitely was a thought. It was one of those hard, you know, talks that I had to have, you know, am I truly ready? I wouldn't say that you're ever truly ready to give up something that you love and something that you've been working your whole life for. But you also know that in reality, there's going to come a day where you have to step away. And as soon as I ended up making it to the NFL, I felt like after it was done with, it was hard for me to look at football the same. So, I mean, I couldn't watch sports like that anymore. It was hard for me to, you know, the keep on saying that, okay, something's going to shake. You know, I could have been probably still dwelling on the past when I could have just started setting up my future. And so at that point, I had to draw the line, and I had to go ahead and just cut off something that I love the most. And, you know, that was one of those things where I had to go through that adversity. I had to go through the growing pains. And once I finally did, I started, you know, coming out on top on the other end, and it's been a lot easier as far as for me to process.
What do you love most about what you're doing now, and how do your skills that you learned from your whole career from college and professional at the professional level, how do those skills translate?
I would say the thing I love most is being able to help out people. I feel like I am a helper. You know, I'm somebody who always wants to make, you know, back in the day, it was make the team better. Now I feel like I have the opportunity to make patients better and to utilize my resources, whether that is with the NFL or with J&J, to be able to give people the best process in order for them to move forward with the negotiation contract. So the things that tied in the most, I felt like, or the biggest one, in my opinion, was communication. Being a safety, you know, you have to talk each and every play. In the locker room and the day-to-day, you're always talking. You know, you're going through film. You're evaluating exactly, you know, what's going to be the best possible way on how to match up on a certain concept that the wide receivers are running. You know, you're always vocal about your, you know, opinion, but how you can make the team better or the defense better just in that regard. And I kind of feel like that's the same exact thing that you have to run into with business. You know, you're trying to, you know, drive costs down low, but you're also trying to make sure that it's not going to be something that is going to go against, you know, the integrity of, you know, what you stand for, what the business stands for, right? So I feel like those keys, they really match up a lot in the business world and with the NFL, just because you're always constantly battling. You know, it's never a, you know, you get that one win and, you know, you're guaranteed more wins. You have to go out there and you have to put your best face on each and every day.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for sharing kind of your journey through all the adversity, through the obstacles, bouncing around from teams. I really appreciate you sharing it with our listeners and our audience. But now it's time to raise things up a little, bring it up a little bit of a notch. We're going to play our Behind the Sport Would You Rather Showdown game. So, Stephen, we're going to throw some crazy sport-themed Would You Rather questions. You have 5 seconds to choose your answer. No thinking, just pure instincts. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I guess so. Let's make it happen.
All right. First one. Would you rather have one incredible season but never make it to the playoffs, or a long career full of consistency with no championship?
Long career.
Okay. Would you rather be remembered for making one unforgettable play in a losing season, or for being a reliable, underrated player on a winning team?
A reliable player.
Okay. Would you rather retire early with a Super Bowl ring but not much else on your resume, or play 15 seasons without ever winning a title but be respected as one of the best?
I'm going to have to go with the second one on that one.
Really?
I love winning. Dang, that's hard. That's hard.
I might choose the ring on that one, I'm not going to lie. Okay, yeah. Would you rather deal with a career-ending injury at your peak or struggle with injuries your whole career but still be able to play?
I would say probably have the injury at my peak, because at least I know I made it there and I'll have another chance.
All right, last one. Would you rather play for a coach who pushes you to the limit but never shows appreciation, or one who's supportive but doesn't challenge you enough?
Ooh, that was tough. I'm going to go with a coach that's going to push me but doesn't show appreciation. I don't know why. I kind of like that tough love. Put your back against the wall. Make sure you have to, you know, go against the grain in order to make it.
Yeah, the only way you get better is being pushed, right? You have to constantly have that tough love in your life to make it to the next level. I fully agree with that answer. Well, thank you so much for playing. Last but not least, I want you to give us your insider secret. This could be something from behind the scenes that you never shared before, a funny story, a shocking moment, or just something you wish fans knew about the sport that you love. You have a little bit, so give me 30 seconds on your insider secret.
Ooh, okay. So my insider secret, I would just want to give just a small speech just to the younger generation. You know, just because things aren't going your way right now, that does not mean that you should give up on your dream. I think that things happen for a reason. You know, if it's something that you really want to do, if it's football, if it's you going to go be a doctor, whatever it might be, make sure that you're doing your due diligence. You know, you're pretty much sharpening your sword, and you're always giving your best effort, because your best effort is always going to be required in anything that you do. Never give up on your dreams, and, you know, always do things with a smile on your face. Make sure to love the process, because I know sometimes that process is easy to quit.
That was a really positive insider secret. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us on Behind the Sports. We appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a blessing.
All right, coming up next, we wrap up today's episode. Stay with us. This is Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, roots, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
As we wrap up today's episode, I would like to leave you all with one thing. I want y'all to remember that sports aren't just about the games we watch. These athletes aren't just entertainment for us. They are real people. I think we saw a snapshot of that with Stephen's story. For me, sports is about narratives that unfold behind the scenes, athletes who push their limits, and the leaders who, quite frankly, shake things up. That's why this show is here, bringing you the untold stories, the real conversations, and the moments that matter. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget to share, keep following us for the latest updates. We'll be back here next Wednesday, same time, same place for another episode. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. There, I will be launching an exciting new social media series about Texas high school sports, featuring athletes and coaches from the Lone Star States, not to mention at the collegiate level too. We're going to highlight everything in between. I think Texas represents some of the largest players in professional sports, so I'm really excited to kind of put a face and a name on Instagram, highlighting them before they make it to the big leagues for all our viewers to see. A big thank you to Nuri and Steven for joining us today. I am Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Make sure you keep supporting, you keep celebrating, and you keep being curious about what happens behind the sport. Until next week, we'll have more exciting guests, more players, more athletes, more coaches, more people involved in the sports world, and you don't want to miss it. And I'll give you my take on what happens in the March Madness arena this weekend. Stay locked in. See y'all next week. I'm Giovanna Scroggins.